Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to Psychic Reading Sundays with your girl, Linus, on the Essence of Success Radio Network, and this is the last Sunday of the month, woohoo, of the year, not only of the month, but the last Sunday of the year. I hope everybody belated Merry Christmas, and I definitely want to put a big shout out to Nina, who's also the manager of the Essence of Success Radio Network, for working the chat room all year and just doing the very best that she can. But also, I don't know if you are aware of it or not, I didn't have a computer for 2 weeks. So Nina was doing the show from her house helping me so I could still assist the people on the line. But, oh, my God, I finally today, after 2 weeks, y'all, got my computer back. You wouldn't believe the virus that was on there. It was so deep that it went into my operating system, and it just, wow, it was just bad, very, very bad. So, in essence, I almost have a brand-new computer because they had to rebuild it and do stuff. Hi, Nina. How are you?
I'm great. How are you, Lennis?
Fine. I'm doing great. I was just complimenting you on all year long how you worked the chat room through the good, the bad, the ugly, and the very nice people. But I really do appreciate you, and I thank you also for holding me up for 2 weeks because I didn't have a computer and I wasn't able to do some of my other shows. But thank you, Nina. I was able to do psychic readings every Sunday. So you were definitely not just a friend but a blessing to me as well as the show and the listeners and the people that call in and the folks in the chat room. So thank you, Miss Nina. I greatly appreciate you, and I'm just grateful for you being here. Now, today is not psychic readings. I've said this for the last two Sundays. The last Sunday of this month will be dedicated to predictions, whatever that you see coming up for next year. Okay, it can be about sports, politics, economics, entertainment, television, movies, even relationships, you know, whatever. You might decide next year that you don't want to be bothered with this particular guy or something. I don't know. But anyway, we're going to have fun. So there's no psychic reading, so don't ask when I go to the line. I'm asking you for your prediction for 2015. We will write these down and also probably in June of next year, we'll go back over it and see how many people were correct. Even if it was funny, it might have turned out to be really good. So, Nina, did you have anything you wanted to say? I got you on.
No, just Happy New Year to everyone. I hope their Christmas was wonderful, and mine sure was. And, yeah, let's get on with these predictions.
Yes, indeed. Oh, yes, yes, yes. Belated Merry Christmas, but definitely Happy New Year. Santa Claus was good to me, too. I finally got a laptop. Well, it'll be delivered in another week, but so if this ever happens again and my hard drive, my tower goes out, I've got a backup. Yay! Okay, well, let's get to these predictions. So the first caller we have is area code 516, you're on the line with Linus. What's your prediction for 2015? Oh, I guess they dropped. Okay, well, we'll go to the next person. Area code 813, what is your prediction for 2015?
That I'm going to have a healthy and a happy
prosperous year.
All right. Sounds good. And who
is
this?
Annie. My name is Annie. I'm calling from Tampa.
Okay, Annie, we got you on that you're going to have a healthy and prosperous year. Let me write this down. This is Annie. All right. Well, you
illnesses and financially I've been, you know, in financial woe for a couple of years waiting, fighting disability with Social Security. So I predict that this is going to be my year.
And amen.
Decided in my favor, and it's going to help me with my financial problems.
Well, there you go. Glad to hear it. I'll be checking back with you in about 6 months, Annie, to see
all
that
right.
those things
thank
did come much. About. Yes,
thank
well,
you,
thank you for your prediction, and Happy New Year to you, young lady.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, area code 323, you're on the line with Lynette. What's your prediction for 2015?
Hi, Lynette. I feel that it's going to be more polarizing truths coming out
okay.
in every area of our lives, meaning like, you know, my perspective on what happened with Korea is not really about, their act is more about the truth. So not positive or good, not bad or good. It's the truth. So what people really feel and think is coming out.
All right. That's a good one. More
yeah.
polarizing the truth.
Be, yeah,
I like
it's
that.
It's going to be really intense. And, like, even in our personal lives, be careful. Like, get ready to cut friendships and all, like, weird things are going to come out. And people are going to be like, and you're like, and people are not going to expect it. Like, you didn't expect that, but things are going to happen.
Ooh, I like this one. Who, now, who's this? If I can put
Yvette.
Your name by it.
Yvette.
Yvette. All right.
Yes.
Ooh, Yvette, that sounds good. You know
yeah,
what? And that's quite believable because things have got to change. This is so true.
Yeah, and it's not about good or bad. It's about truth. So whether, you know, it looked like it was a negative, but it was a truth.
There
so
you go.
You can't argue with that.
There you go. All right.
Yeah.
I'm with you there, Yvette.
Girl.
Good one. Yes, yes, yes.
Happy
excellent.
Year.
Happy New Year, Yvette, and
I
see you next
you
year.
I love your show. You got it.
Oh, thank you, love. Thank you. And God bless
you
too, and have a happy New Year and a safe one.
Awesome. Thank you.
All right. You're welcome. Okay. Well, now it's down to me and Nina. So let me just say, I want to say something about the weather because I also wanted to go over some of the things that I have predicted for 2014 that were either hit or a miss. One thing that was definitely a hit was the weather. I said that I'll just put it like this. I must say the right away, the East Coast for 2015 winter will shut down the East Coast, not just a few states, but 28 to 32 will be shut down. They never have experienced this type of coldness, where most of the temperatures will remain below zero for days at a time. Ice is so thick in some areas that folks will start to believe in weather manipulation by man, not God, or natural Mother Earth environments. Now, that's what I predict for 2015, and I started, when I did my weather, I started it off because that was the first thing that I saw was the following year, not the current year. So anyway, this is what I see, letting all my East Coast family and friends know, be prepared. What just happened in October and a little bit of November was a prelim to what's happening. People that were snowed in, that was really bad. They couldn't even open their front door because the snow was so high. Believe me, it will be worse than that coming up in 2015. So I'm just telling you, be prepared. Have your flashlights. Have food that you can, staples that you can survive on. Gas in your vehicles if needed for emergencies or whatever. But I'm telling you, do be prepared. Now, I was on point for weather for 2014. I said that the people won't be prepared for 2015. This was in January. From the Midwest to the East Coast until April, you will get an extended winter, which did happen. Just when you thought you were through with snow and wind, it flips the script again. Even the weatherman on TV couldn't explain that surprise. So that was a hit. I was right on point about that, about the weather. So, okay, let's see. Oh, religion. I said this year there would be dark clouds being shown over some southern states. Take heed. When you put your trust in man instead of self, the illusion becomes personified. Well, I can't really say too much happened that I noticed in religions this year across the United States. So I didn't really see any big thing happening as prepared to, you know, a couple of years before. But anyway, I think that was a myth. Astrology. What did I say that the possibility? Oh, possibility that there is more than nine planets. What did I say? This is all we can visualize. It serves a purpose in developing the mind. Math is very important in all that we do. There will be big changes in the study of astronomy in 2014. They did, I think it was the Asians, if I'm not mistaken, that did pick up that there's another planet, the scientists, that instead of nine planets, it was 10, I think, 10 or 11. But anyway, that was like yay and nay. So hit and miss, too. But, yeah, we'll see about that. Oh, I got another caller. Let's see. Area code 917, what is your prediction for 2015?
That it'll happen. I'm sorry. I'm really just listening. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay. That's all right. That's fine. That's okay. That's okay. You know what, Miss Nina, did you have anything for predictions as well as I'm going through?
Nothing really much right now. I've been thinking about that all day. I think following our other caller, I think if truth is spoken, things are going to change and it's going to be for the better for all of us. Like there's a lot of things happening in our universe right now, and I think if you follow with your truth, things will work out for you.
Okay. Put that down for Nina. Truth will appear. Yes, indeedy. Yes, indeedy. I said this year for 2015 that this was a year for people to go to the edge and jump. And a lot of folks did in different ways, you know, whether they took a chance on their job or on a relationship or on a business. But I believe this year in 2014, the people did take a chance in their lives on certain things, you know, to see how well it would come out. Some, I'm sure they were pretty good. Some, maybe just more learning or more experience. But for those that were successful, congratulations to you. And the people that weren't, maybe there was something else, some other way for you to go about completing what you wanted to do. So also I've got now, I said in entertainment, what I saw for 2014 was reality shows would go away. Didn't happen. We gained more. I'm so sick of reality TV. But anyway, there was definitely some changes in the industry right here toward the end of the year with Sony and Sony being hacked and then turned around. We don't know if it was Sony, but Korea got hacked. But I will say this, Sony decided that they weren't going to stop them. They did go on the show, but they streamed it. So you could stream, go into, I think it was Sony website, and watch it for free or go to the theater, but they still got the movie out. Now, what I heard as far as about the movie was that it's okay. I mean, I didn't hear any outstanding critics, but I heard that it was okay, and some aspects of it was gross, and I guess it depended on your humor. So I don't know if many people have watched that movie or not. But anyway, I was hoping. Now, one thing I did see that's changing is some of the movie theaters across the nation are starting to close. Why? Because people can get on Comcast demand and watch movies in your own home. And I have been speaking about that for a couple of years, and I believe you can do that too on Direct and Dish TV. But I know for sure on Comcast. So when you're spending your gas money, $15 to get in the movie, another $25 for popcorn and pop or water. If you sit at home, there's $50 you save. You can sit at home and watch it on Comcast. They run from $4.99 up to $9.99. If it hasn't been, Comcast is even doing this. If it's not at the theater yet, you can watch the movie on Comcast, and I think they show it for like 3 or 4 days, it's not on there that long, before it goes to the theater. You are still saving money and seeing it cheaper than going to the theater. So I think that's where the change has come, is that now you can be at home, enjoy comfort of your home, your family, friends, whatever, if there's something you want to watch without spending a lot of money. So it is kind of hurting the theaters in a way and their employees. But, you know, so far as technology, I mean, eventually, they didn't think there'd ever be a little CD, a little round thing that you could play movies on or listen to music, and they thought that was obscure back in the 70s and early 80s, and look where we are now. So anyway, that's what I had for as far as next year for 2015. I think entertainment maybe in the music industry is going to change. I feel like you might see more artists owning their own instead of going through several companies, Columbia, Sony, Panasonic or whatever, that they'll be owning their own music and rights, kind of like Prince. Prince was the first one that stepped up to really do that, that he owns everything about whatever the Prince name and symbol stands for. He owns it all. And I think I just feel like it'll be more of that, where instead of breaking down, where 3 or 4 people get a percentage off the CD of the music, it'll all go to the owner. I already told you what I saw for movies. People do that. Television, one thing I want to say about movies. I'm seeing this already for next year. Please, the movie industry, would you go back to creating good things and stop doing makeovers? I see there's another Jurassic Park and something else, 2 or 3 other things. And I'm like, come on, what happened to the creativity? Like when you came out with Matrix or Avatar, you know, something that's really creative and not just trying to take something that's old and tweak a little bit and make it new. I mean, come on. You got a lot of genius writers in there, you know, in books. There's books out that you can make into movies that I would think use a little bit more creativity. Let's see, what else do I know in entertainment? I guess that's about right. Radio. I do see that radio is going to become a lot more popular in 2015 than it ever has. It's almost like people are turning away from some of the television programs and listening more to the radio, which is good for us in Blog Talk Radio or either Spreaker.com or what other venues, whether it's talk radio or you're listening to music, they're drawing a bigger crowd. People are satisfied. You know, you get tired sometime of watching that idiot box and insulting your intelligence like you don't have an education or know different things. You know, sometimes on TV I feel they deal with 7th grade education, that's it. You know, and you look at things, you're like, now, you know, that's just way too stupid. That did not happen, or nobody's being that darn silly. But anyway, so that was that. Oh, wait, I got some more calls. Hold on, let me see. Area code 478, do you have a prediction for 2015?
No, I'm just listening.
Oh, okay, that's fine. Thank you. All righty. One more. Let me check this one. Area code 415, did you have a prediction for 2015?
I'm listening, too.
Okay.
I can hear you better on the phone.
Oh, okay. That's fine. That's okay. I don't have any problem with that. Okay. Now, the next thing up, that I predicted for this year was about politics. I said, well, I don't know to say well, or my. 2014 will be a year I don't believe any of us will forget for generations to come. If you thought the politics couldn't get any lower, well, watch this year in reelection campaigns. I don't know if it's karma, egos, or greed, but all stops are out. Expect to see some raised eyebrows when it comes to some folks running for offices. I see the females in Congress taking over, making the men sit the hell down. Wow. Watch out now. When a woman gets upset, there will be hell to pay. How much money can you spend on a political ad? Or can we say open ATMs? It will be like we thought Washington State was the only one with ATMs for politicians. How we have been fooled. Okay. So what changed was Republicans. I did have a hit on that. It changed. The Republicans have seated now both the House and the Senate. So that's what Obama's dealing with now. It's no more Democrats, it's Republican. And the women, I have seen the women step forward. Oh, I can't think of the senator. I was watching the NFL congressional hearings behind Ray Rice and some of those domestic violence and assault. And I'm telling you, this one senator, the lady, I'm sorry, I can't think of her name. Boy, you talk about bringing it. She put them on the spot. The owners, the directors, the publicists or whatever, because she was saying, well, I'll just say this. The NFL is the only sport that does not pay taxes. They're exempt through something. I can't think of it right now. Antitrust, that they're exempt. Major League Baseball, NBA, hockey, they all play taxes, but the NFL doesn't. And I mean, she told, that's got to change. How could you have got by with that for all these years and it never changed? It was just like, oh, okay, yeah. So she was really on that. And also, do they protect the players because of revenue? Like, you know, this player has assaulted his wife or girlfriend, whatever, but he's a moneymaker because he's your quarterback or your running back or a fullback, so you're trying to hush it up and make like everything is okay. Oh, man, she hit him hard. I really like her. I'm sorry. I wish I could have remembered her name. God, I just cannot think. If you get a chance, it was on C-SPAN. No doubt, I'm sure they'll probably repeat it again. But, man, she was great. I was glad to see that take up for women. And also, let me say this, talking about women in politics. Here in Washington State, where I reside, I am quite upset. 5 women that sit on the Supreme Court, if I'm not mistaken, I hope I'm saying this correctly, voted against women on rape. In other words, now in Washington State, if a woman gets raped, she has to really prove it. It's on the victim now. It's not on the aggressor or the guy that did it. And I couldn't believe these were women that didn't stand up for other women. They were like, well, hey, you know, so I'm upset with these women that sit on the Supreme Court and made this judgment call and put this in effect toward women, when women are the ones that always are like second class or get treated bad when it comes to courts, and especially when it comes to rapes and assault and domestic violence. And so for those women that did that, I have some harsh feelings toward them. I just don't know how other women can treat and another woman like that that's been through that, but so be it. Even this woman, the senator, she was surprised at the women that came forward in defense of NFL for domestic violence and assault. Oh, yeah, she talked about them, the wives and the girlfriends. And you know why? She didn't say this, but I'll say it. Because of the money. You're with this athlete that makes $1 million a year. You want to live in that same lifestyle. You don't want to say like, oh, well, yes, he's done domestic violence, or he slapped me, or he was, you know, mean toward the kids or something. Heck no. You're looking at hundreds of thousands every month coming in. You don't want to jeopardize that money. So that's probably why a lot of the women came forward for the NFL in defense of that. Okay. Another one that I did, I talked about economics for 2014. The first 7 months of 2014 is going to be rocky, which it was. Money will be up and down. Why? Because of changes in our structure fundamentally, like the ACA program, increase in minimum wage, small business trying to negotiate. So I was hit on the economics because here in Washington State, and I believe a couple of other states now have followed suit, where they've changed the minimum wage now here to $15. And I understand nationally, I think it went up $9. Maybe someone can tell me differently, but I think it went up $9 nationally. So anyway, that was a change that was good. Some companies have tried to back out of that, especially small businesses, because they said it's too much to be paying their people minimum wage plus benefits, because all companies now have to guarantee that whatever employee, whether they are permanent or temporary, some type of medical coverage. And you know they're getting kind of stinkers. Do you know for a temporary you have to at least put in, I think, 37 and a half hours or 28 and a half hours in order for you to be eligible. So they still got a little stickler in there about that. But I am glad that Obama's thing passed so that people can get medical care no matter who you are, whether it's mental, your physical body, whatever, heart, diabetes, cancer, whatever. I'm glad that you can get help now. So in that respect, it was good. I also said in economics, by summertime, everyone should be smiling. Just remember, it is an election year. Y'all did notice how gas has went down? That bothers me. We are still high. Can you believe that? Here in Washington State, we're only one country over from Alaska. The pipeline comes down through our state, yet I believe we are still the highest in the nation. Our gas is still at $2.69 to $3.19 a gallon, where I understand even in Texas it's down to $1.99. In some places, $2.25. Why are we still high? I don't know. But, oh, taxes. Maybe that's it, because our taxes are 9.1. So maybe that's what I should say. Ugh. Be glad you don't live in Washington, okay? The taxes are so high here. Okay, let's see, what else? Oh, I also talked about relationships for 2014. Families that have been estranged will finally come together. Why blame it on the weather? Well, the weather was a point in the early part of 2014, from January to April. Life has shown us, if nothing else, we are as one. There is no separation. We are human beings living on the planet called Earth, not the other way around. This year, 2014, is about truth. Well, we've already talked about that for 2015. We can no longer exist in not knowing and not knowing realm. We must look at ourselves in the mirror and say quite proudly that I love myself. Well, hopefully this is true, too. I will say that about relationships this year, that I hope that this year people are seeing what you haven't seen before, you're hearing, you're experiencing, you are loving yourself. I always tell you every Sunday when I do the psychic readings, you are queens and you are kings, and never look at yourself any lower in anything else. Even if you're going through problems, whether it's economic problems or relationships, you're still a queen and you should be thought of as such and treated as such. So I hope this year in relationships, I know some people, you know, they can be clingy, can be needy, but on the whole spectrum, looking at yourself spiritually, mentally, and physically, I hope that you change for the better and believe that you deserve better. Because no matter what we go through in life, those are lessons to be learned. And once we learn the lesson, hopefully we do not repeat it again. And I just want to throw this out there. If you've come from a family of alcoholics or you've been in a relationship with a man that drinks, don't go in another relationship with somebody like that. That's not for you. thank God that that's not you. Make a 180-degree turn. Get somebody that's a book addict, or maybe somebody that likes to go shopping or something. I don't know. But anyway, I suggest that you do that and not, don't go back over the same thing. Get somebody different. If the guy was a drinker, fine, get rid of him and find somebody that doesn't drink. Or if he does, you don't feel like you'll be placed in harm or jeopardy. But sometimes it's better. If you don't want to be around a drinker, Jesus Christ, don't. You know, same with somebody that uses drugs, whether it's cocaine or marijuana or heroin or even pills. Now, that's one thing I noticed this year, that more people are taking pills, so... Yeah, so 323, you're on the air. Did you have a prediction?
Just listening.
Oh, okay. Go ahead, Miss Nina. I saw her pop in. I thought she had something to say. But anyway,
no,
yeah,
I didn't.
Lynn.
Oh, just
okay.
Checking on a couple of callers to see if they wanted to go live, and nobody wanted to. So, yeah, we're cool.
Oh, okay. Well, anyway, in relationships, I just want to say that. So next year, I would say first, love yourself, forgive yourself, thank the highest good, whatever that is, God, Muhammad, Buddha, whatever, but thank the highest good, that for 2015, you're going to have a relationship that values you, who you are, and loves you totally and unconditionally. I'm going to tell you right now, don't worry about what, because you're not pretty. Let me tell you, beauty is only skin deep. Your looks is not what, that's a first impression. What we're looking at is your mind and your heart. That's where your beauty is. That's who you are, and that's what'll show. And even if you're a little overweight, hey, don't worry about that either, because it's not about your weight. It's who you are. I mean, come on, there's heavy people out there that fabulous. Not only do they look fabulous, they just exude it out of them when you meet them, that you don't look at weight, you're looking at their mind and their heart. So think about that too, you know, but just remember, you are queens and you are kings. So I don't care if you're heterosexual, homosexual, or bisexual, always keep yourself on a pedestal that you deserve this, the very best that life has to offer. And you can't go wrong that way. I mean, I know sometimes, you know, we get into things we don't know, and that happens. I mean, you can get relationships that you don't know that person is married or already involved in somebody, and here they are over there talking to you, and you're thinking they're single. When you find out, you can tell them, like, thank you, but no thank you. I've seen the light, and I'm moving on, because there's somebody out there that's going to love me the way I want to be loved, totally and unconditionally. Okay. Now, so that's enough, my 2014. Now, 2015, let's see, 2015, what do I see in economics? Well, we're approaching election year again. I think, isn't it 2016, you guys, that we vote for a new president and vice president and all that? So 2015 is going to be this year that we're probably going to see all kind of stuff politically, good, bad, and ugly. Like I said earlier, that the gas went down. I hope that prices go down somewhat next year. I also see more made in America. Yay! Because that means that more people can get jobs. There'll be more jobs out there. So I really like that. And I'm a person that I look for made in America when I do my shopping. I'll even ask. So I want to support us and support the people that are without jobs. Now they're going to have a job because this product has come back. It's not outsourced overseas. So I see that. Less outsource and more jobs for us. Let's see. Economics and politics. Politics, there's going to be some changes, but you know what? I don't see it really getting a whole lot better because you know how the Republicans are. I would just say that always keep your little money to the side if you can, like a little saving account. If you don't keep nothing but $100 in there. That's $100 if times get hard. You can, you know, have bus fare or gas in your car and you can get you something to eat. But I just feel there's changes. I'd say probably from August to October, it's going to get real shaky politics. I mean, you're probably going to wonder yourself who to vote for. So I'm hoping that Hillary runs for president for 2016. I don't know, but to me, she's the best qualified as far as I'm looking. I mean, I know there's Rand Paul and some more, but I would love to see a woman get in there. And I like Hillary, I'll tell you, because Hillary fights for women issues. Women with children, she fights for that. She fights for daycare, and she also fights for women, you know, that have been assaulted or, you know, through that, domestic violence. So that's one main thing with Hillary. So anyway, so 2015, look for between August and October for politics to get kind of nasty with it. Economics, I would say by April, May, and June, things should turn around, look pretty good. Look pretty good. I think we'll see more people making the minimum wage, either $9 nationally or $15. So that's looking good. Let me see what else. Astrology. What do I see for astrology in 2015? That's a good question. Well, all I can say right now, what's coming in front of me, I see Scorpio. Like Scorpio is really going to get tested this next year for 2015. I understand some Scorpios already for 2014 have been through the shit. So, but I don't know why that came right up when astrology. The Scorpio is going to have to put on, as they say, the armor of God to make it through. But hopefully the best. I'll just say Scorpios, pray a lot, and hopefully things will get better for you. But that's what I'm seeing. Astrology, some signs. Some signs I see is change for the better. Taurus, Virgo, Aquarius, Pisces. Libra's going to get justification. I don't know what that means. I just saw that. Libra will get justification next year. Yeah. So the ones that I have mentioned, it looks pretty good. Aries, looks like there's a possibility you might get married next year in 2015. Looks like I see hearts all around for Aries. I see Aries in a bunch of love hearts, so must be your year for love, Aries. Congratulations. Wish the best for you. And that's about all I see. Religion. Well, what do I see for religion next year? You know, Nina and Miss Yvette were talking about truth, so I'm going to say that in religion that people are going to start looking for their truth. I'll just say this. I don't believe in religion. And, of course, some of y'all know I played piano and organ for the churches for 40 years as a musician. So trust me, I've seen the good, the bad, the ugly, the benevolent, the sanctified in religion. So I don't believe in religion. I believe there is a highest good. There is a supreme being. I would just say that I see people are questioning what is true. What is really the truth, you know? My suggestion to folks, they're good books, and it will open your mind to start thinking, is Conversations with God by Neil Donald Walsh. Excellent, excellent, excellent books. I've talked to some people that I've did psychic readings with that already have these books, but it's a trilogy. Book 1, 2, and 3, Conversations with God, and the fourth book is Friendship with God. But it will open your mind up to think. I always say that we do in love, and it should be in love always. But, of course, love is a very, very strong power and the purest power that there is. So so, but as you read these books, I'm just telling you, Conversations with God, book 1, 2, and 3, fourth book, Conversation with God. Next year for 2015, pick those books up and read. And you will call me and tell me that you'll have questions and things about, but it's going to really open your eyes. I was just reading something the other night, and it just, I mean, like Oprah said, aha moment. But I was reading about women assault and rape, and God's answer in the book was that, but we permit this in our society with sex. And I thought, no, we don't. But you know what? When you think about it, we do. Porno. You can get it on the internet. It's on the darn television. Or you can go to those stores and buy the movies and stuff. But we put it out there for things like that to happen, rapes, domestic violence, and assault. And I didn't really think about that, but we do. That has nothing to do with God. We put it out there instead of, like, I'll put it like this. When I went to Italy, it is a country of love. I mean, you could go to the parks and see people kissing, hugging, feeling, maybe even making love. But they have the lowest rape. Their children, rarely do you hear of anything in Italy of a child being molested or raped. Why? Because they have an understanding. They see their parents loving to each other, or maybe they walked in on their parents. The kids are not crazy like here. Here in America, if a child walks in and the parents are making love, you know, they're like, shut the door, what are you doing? Get out of here, you know. There in Italy, it's like, mom and dad, they're making love. They love each other. They don't think anything about it, and they go right back out. It's nothing to shock. So the children have an understanding. Plus, they don't play when it comes to children. You hurt a child, you can just about kiss your behind goodbye. Italy does not play, and I respect that. I wish United States would be like that here, but they don't play. And they have houses for you to go to, you know, prostitute houses, brothels, whatever you want to call them, that men can go to, so they have no reason to touch a child or to attack a woman unjustly. And I do love that about the country Italy, as far as how they treat their children and the understanding that they have about sex, and also that they have provisions in that country for men if they have the notion, you know, they want to do this or that. There's houses that they can go to throughout the country in different cities, where here in America, we just have that one little area, Las Vegas, the bunny farm or the bunny ranch, whatever the hell it is. But that's all that they have. So, yes, when I read this in the book, aha moment, I was like, yeah, we do. You got magazines and all this stuff out there. So you're putting ideas in people's head that maybe they never even would have thought about. Like, now it's like, oh, well, you know, maybe I might try something. Behavior is horrible. But anyway, I just wanted to say that. That was in the book, and I just had to think about it, what we show. And I thought, well, yeah, I guess it is true. We put it out there for things like that to happen. So anyway, now, what else? Weather. I spoke about that. East Coast, you know, from January to probably the 1st of April, you're going to have harsh weather. After that, it'll be good. Some areas next year, 2015, I see you having hot, hot weather. In fact, it's going to feel like the sun is just leaning on you. It's so hot. People will walk outside and think, what's the temperature, hail? Because it will be so hot. Now, I can't say it's man's manipulation with weather, why this is happening, but it will be some of the states, and it looks like I'm looking at the Midwest, like Oklahoma, all the way over to Utah, down to Texas and Arizona. Arizona's going to be immensely hot. Yeah, they probably will not come outside until midnight because it's going to be very hot. But in the other areas, you're going to have high temperatures in the hundreds, and it's going to go for a while. It won't be like a day or two. You might have it between 98, 100, and 101. I see this happening for almost 5 days in a row. so or even longer in some areas. So just to warn you, not only the ones that on the East Coast having a bad winter, but you other people, Midwest, middle of the United States, you're going to have some extreme hot weather, hot temperatures, excuse me, this year. So just be prepared. Get your, what is it, air conditions or whatever that you need to keep yourself cool. Possibility, I see that because of the weather, is so hot, the grids go down. So be very, very cautious. I do see this like a grid is going down where it's a blackout. If you remember, that happened many, many years ago. I think it was in New York, Delaware, or whatever, that they had a blackout power grid out. Well, this is going to happen again. Possibly. I see it. It could change. But, I mean, if it's hot, people are going to keep cool, and it might just overextend your electrical areas in there. So anyway, something to think about. What else? Well, I think that's about it that I covered, unless anybody else. I know everybody's been listening. I appreciate that. Next Sunday, I'll be back to psychic readings, but I just wanted to do predictions because I thought, well, you know, folks might have something fun or something profound or something like Yvette. She was saying the truth, and Nina, and that's true. I mean, we're definitely going in that direction now that people have got to start thinking, really look at something, not just observe it and go along like a herd of cows, but think about it. You know, is this the truth or what's going on? Also, I want to say something. I know that African Americans have been dealing with the police, you know, black men are scared, whatever. I want to say this about the police. There's good and bad in everything, y'all. Please believe that. All policemen are not like this. I know it feels like they say it's open season on the black man, but there is good and bad police, just like in anything in life. So try not to pigeonhole. I imagine some cities, some areas, maybe the police are not very understanding or not well trained in their skills. You know, might be a little bit harsher than others, but I would think on the whole across the United States, it's a minority of policemen that are, you know, not that good of guys or women. And the majority are pretty good people. I do believe that in my heart. I don't think they're all bad. I know people put a lot of stuff on Facebook and Google almost every day that the police did this or police did that. But if you look at the cities and see the crime, you'll see that's not everywhere. Certain cities where maybe the crime rate is a little bit higher. And sorry that maybe the police in your city is not very patient or understanding or have the experience to deal with certain things in a better way. You know, I always think there's a better way to do things, but so I do want to say that. What else for 2015? That's about it. I can't think of anything else. Miss Nina, help.
You want some help, do you? Well, how about something for Virgo and Cancer?
Oh, okay. With Cancer, what do I see coming up?
Yeah.
Two things. There's a doctor, he's in Europe, and it looks like he has a cure, but he's been had a cure for some cancers now, or two particular type of cancers, and they're finally going to let it, they're going to let it come, oh, well, no, wait a minute. The FDA is accepting a form of his treatment here in the United States, but in Europe, they're going to open it up. They see his results, it is true, but it's like they cannot. I see this doctor, it's like they didn't want to believe his results for healing, but they were correct. He was right. So I see that happening. But it's like a couple of cancers, and I'm not seeing what kind of cancer. Maybe one is a blood. What is that? Not lymphoma. Leukemia. Leukemia. Mm-hmm. I see that there's there's help there. In fact, let me just throw something out there. I don't know if you folks know about this, but if you take a tablespoon, no more than two, and a glass of water, I would say just one is really enough, a tablespoon of baking soda and 8 ounces of water, stir it up as good as you can and drink that every day. If you are bothered with tumors in your body or on your skin, believe it or not, that soda will draw that toxin down. It also works for cancer as well. It's not a known fact, but it is in the health circles that soda will take down and possibly remove some cancers that are tumors. So I'm just going to throw that out there. Do check with your health provider now, because I'm not a doctor. I have used it, yes, and it's helped me. And I've had cancer twice. But I know from listening and reading that baking soda does work. Also, I'll just throw this out there, too. For you folks, and this does work, too, you're going to think it's crazy, but it does. Toothpaste. If you've got teenagers or you get acne once a month for women that PMSing, you get a little acne, take a dab of toothpaste and just put it on there. You know, and let it sit. Let it sit on there if you can for a couple hours. So, of course, you're inside. You're not out in the public. And you'll feel the toothpaste start to draw. It'll actually start itching. It won't pain, but it'll start itching. And I'm telling you, if you do that for a couple of nights, by the third day, your skin's pretty. It's gone. It's like a little dot. It just brings it to a head and dries it right out. I know, huh? Strange, but toothpaste. Toothpaste will do that for acne. They don't tell you that. Cheap thing. So, and the soda for the cancer. But cancer, yeah. I see this doctor. It's coming. It's coming. It will get better. It will get better. Go ahead, Nina. What else? You said cancer and something else.
Well, how about a little something for us Virgos out there?
For Virgos, okay. Virgos are going to be very business-oriented next year. Very, very much in the business. And money is going to be coming in. I see a free-up of money for Virgos next year. So if your money has been tied up, or maybe you're waiting to buy a house or get a new car, you'll be able to do that, to purchase a home or buy a car or get a new wardrobe. It's almost like you got a promotion somehow, but the money is lifted. It starts just flowing, coming in. So congratulations.
Woo-hoo.
Good for you, Virgo. Yes, yes. But I see a lot of business. You guys are going to be busy. So for you Virgos that, you know, you're working every day, whatever that you're doing in your work, it's going to get better. You might even get more things to do, have to wear a couple of hats or three hats at a time, but it's just your year for busy business, anything that has to do in business. So even Miss Nina, she's going to be busy. She has her own business at home, but with the radio, she'll probably get more busier than you have been in the past few years. Like, okay, it's enough now.
Oh, bring it on. So,
yes, I see. Also for Virgos, next year, Virgos, you should be getting married or in a very close relationship that will feel like marriage. I just see a group of men, and they're all sizes and all colors. They're standing in front of me. Looks like about 25 of them. They're just grouped up and waiting. So, Virgo, next year is your year to get married or solidify a relationship or either start a relationship that's going to be a long-term relationship. It's going to be good. So keep your eyes and ears open, and if you're already in a relationship or married, it's just going to get better and better and better. So God bless y'all for that. For you Virgos, yes, ma'am. Anything else?
I can't think of anything else right now, and of course I'm not getting any predictions or anything from the chat room. I'm just answering questions in there, and I ask them.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's about I'm sorry, go ahead.
Kathleen wants to know about Leos.
Leos is the fire sign. Oh, and I'm sorry, Virgo, Capricorn, and Taurus is earth. Leo is fire, and it's Leo, Aries, and Sagittarius are the fire signs. Leo, well, you know, Leo likes to have attention. They want to be the center of attention. Bless your hearts. Leo, let's see. Ooh, Leo, you're definitely going to make some changes. I see big changes in August. Wow. In fact, I'm getting WOW for August. Some big changes are occurring at the end of the summer. At the beginning of the year, the first 3 months of the year, Leo, you are going to change how you look at relationships. It's going to be about, it's all about me. And so it should be. Like I said, you're queens and king. But I see the first 3 months of this year for Leo, it's all about me. And if you're not going to make me happy or meet me halfway, you're out of here. And good for you, Leo. Stand up for what you believe to be right and make yourself happy. Love yourself. And they should love you as well. Let's see what else. Oh, Leo's going to have a fantastic Christmas in 2015. Wow. I just see presents strolled. It's good. It's not just presents, but they're strolled all around in front of this tree. So, Leo, you're going to have a real good Christmas next year. It looks like a big family Christmas, people coming together. So it's not just I'm seeing physical presence, but people coming together. It's a very joyous time. So if this Christmas wasn't all that you wanted it to be in 2015, it will be that and more, Leo, more than what you could ever expect. It'll be a very joyful time. So, yeah, that's what I see for Leo. Changes in August, nice Christmas. First 3 months of 2015, it's all about me. Okay, any other questions? I got a couple of minutes before I'm gone. Well, no, I don't even have that. I got 33 seconds. I'm so sorry. I'm back. Yay! Wednesday on New Year's Eve, I'm playing some pre-funk music for New Year's Eve. Join me at 6 o'clock. I'm going to be partying. It's in the studio, and I come on at 6, and I'm going to be playing music, having fun, telling jokes, being crazy. But it's going to be a fun show. So let me get you ready for New Year's and just, yeah, bring your drinks with you. Bring your food because we're going to eat and drink and have a very good time. But I want to back up and tell you Monday, be sure and tune in for Walt. His blues mission is at 6 p.m. I believe he'll be here. He'll either be back or it'll be an archive show. And, of course, Wednesday, like I said, New Year's Eve show, and Friday, I'll be back with Friday traffic jams right after New Year, so I'll see. It'll be a collage, I don't know. And then again, it might be something about love, so we'll see. And then Saturday is Maxwell's show, Proud to be Different, at 3 p.m. Oop, Friday traffic jam is at 5. Maxwell's show is at 3 p.m. on Saturday, and he's been having some really good shows. So if you want to get educated about some things about life, that's the guy to come in and listen to his show. It's really great. So, yes.
And our sister station.
Yes, our sister station, Levitating Mindsets. Give us a schedule.
Okay, Monday at 8 p.m., we have Passage to Empowerment. Lydia and Brenda will be heading that one up, as I will be at my mother-in-law's. So, anyway,
okay.
That's Monday. Wednesday, Lydia is having a New Year's Eve show, so stay tuned.
Yay.
For that.
Yes, and
I think
it's right before mine. Yeah, Lydia's is from 5 to 6, and then I'm from 6 to 7. So be sure and tune in. Levitating Mindsets. Go ahead, Nina.
And that's it for this coming week. So, yeah, stay tuned. Have a happy new year. If you are going to make a resolution, make sure it is something that you can keep. Because if you're making something you can't keep, you're going to get down on yourself, and that is never a good thing. So make it simple. Keep it simple and go from there.
Amen. Amen. sorry, I played the wrong song.
It still sounded good.
Yeah, it was one of, what's his name? Blues song. Walt. Thank you, everybody, for a wonderful, wonderful year. God bless you. You know we love you dearly. Always it's about love. Have a safe new year, and we will definitely look forward to seeing you next Sunday at 3 o'clock for psychic readings, me and Miss Nina. And like she said, remember your resolutions, or do what you make that just something you can stick to. So happy sure. Join me Wednesday. We're going to party like it's 2015. Okay. Thank you, everybody. I love you.
I love you, Lamb. Talk to you soon.
Okay.
Bye,
love
everyone.
You, too.